Well, good morning. Are y'all glad to be in the Lord's house today? Amen. I can't think of any other place I'd rather be than with Him. So the song I'm going to sing this morning is, "The Longer I Serve Him, the Sweeter It Grows." And so I pray it'll be a blessing to your heart today. I started for the kingdom. Since my life He controls, since I gave my heart to Jesus, the longer I serve Him, the sweeter He grows. The longer I serve Him, the sweeter He grows. The more that I love Him, more love He bestows. Each day is like heaven, my heart overflows. The longer I serve Him, the sweeter He grows. Every need He is supplying, plenteous grace He bestows. Every day my way gets brighter, the longer I serve Him, the sweeter He grows. The longer I serve Him, the sweeter He grows. The more that I love Him, more love He bestows. Each day is like heaven, my heart overflows. The longer I serve Him, the sweeter He grows. Amen.
I know there are a lot of other prayer requests we had there for those that are sick. We certainly want to continue to lift up those that made decisions yesterday at the prison. They're new creations in Christ Jesus after giving their life to the Lord Jesus Christ, and we certainly will lift that up. But as we come today, we're going to start in Proverbs in chapter 13, beginning in verse 24. As we're going through a series on raising godly children, it's really talking about also about being godly parents, those that are committed to the Word of God, those that are committed to the Lord and to His house, to His people, but those that are committed to teaching their children that they too might know the Lord and they might commit their lives to Him and walk with Him as children of God. And so in our study today, we're going to talk about a subject that it kind of tends to divide homes or camps, so to speak, into a couple different ones, because there are a lot of folks that don't believe or don't want to talk about corporal punishment or spanking and those kind of things. But as we're going to see today, there are different ways that we enact discipline, a lot of it based on the misbehavior of the child, the age of the child, and things that are appropriate in doing that. But certainly that as we look at it, that spanking is a part of that correction. We're told about that in the Bible. And so as we look at it today, you may have read of other authors that disagree, that have different teachings on it. And we know there's a lot of teaching about raising children, both among Christians and non-Christians. I'm going to tell you, I'm not even considering a non-Christian aspect of that. We're looking at a biblical perspective of what does the Lord Jesus Christ say through His Word, and how does He instruct us as Christian parents to raise our children. And with that, we'll look to our source of authority, to the Bible, and not a matter of opinion. And so I'm going to give you some, hopefully, age-appropriate means and ways as we get into this study this morning to appropriate that discipline. But let me just say, too, is every child is a little different. Male and female are a little different in how you discipline them and how they respond to that discipline. And, you know, based on their ages and their learning abilities, those things, how quickly they change in the means of discipline to get their attention for the chastening or the correction that needs to take place to turn them back towards the direction that they need to walk to honor God. And so we're going to begin this morning in Proverbs chapter 13, beginning in verse 24. And you're familiar with this scripture. It says, "He who spares his rod hates his son, but he who loves him disciplines him promptly." Now, as we're looking at this, parents sometimes instinctively feel that love is incompatible with physical punishment. In other words, you may say, "Well, I just love them too much to spank them. I love them too much to discipline them." But that doesn't match up with what Scripture just tells us as Christian parents, is that we are to discipline our children. And I've seen it, and listen, children learn very quickly how to try to steal your heart and also how to try